Hey, happy hump day to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, you figure up in Alaska they'd have an independent streak, but apparently hearing Portugal the Man while on hold was just too radical of an idea. So the whole plan was to change the official sleepy time hold music for government agencies to more modern sounds. Artists with Alaskan roots, including the Grammy-winning band from Wasilla originally. So a spokesperson for Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy says the cool hold tunes were put on pause after some members of the public complained, and one notable person that did was conservative blogger Suzanne Downing, who didn't care for the lyrics by a band called Harm, describing the song in question as having a discordant message that might drive a caller in distress over the edge. I went to their Bandcamp site, and on it, Harm describes their music as psych folk with classical and hip-hop elements. I'd call it Baroque pop. So I guess for Alaska, it's back to music. Well, you kind of hope this wouldn't happen. It's so kind of cliche, but court documents filed yesterday show that Tom Petty's widow, Dana Petty, is locked in a legal fight with Petty's daughters, Adria Petty and Anakim Violet, over the late rocker's estate. In Los Angeles County District Court, Dana Petty filed a petition that alleges Petty's two older daughters from a previous relationship are trying to make it impossible for her to manage Tom Petty's estate. She's asking the court to appoint a third party to exercise authority over Petty's assets and to gain consensus over any major decisions required between all parties. Dana Petty really, though, singles out Adria Petty, saying in the petition that she abuses Petty's managers, folks from his record label, and former bandmates. Ouch, ouch, and ouch. And staying in LA, police there say they have identified and arrested a suspect in the murder of rapper and community philanthropist and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle. Eric Holder, obviously not the attorney general, was taken into custody yesterday. He is suspected of shooting the beloved artist in front of his LA clothing store on Sunday over what is being called an alleged personal dispute. Nipsey Hussle was just 33 and he leaves behind two children. If you didn't hear NPR's profile on him, check it out. It's quite a loss for Los Angeles and the music world. We lost jazz legend Sarah Vaughan on this day in music history, April 3rd, 1990. Birthdays, the late, great Richard Manuel of the band and one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Richard Thompson. And that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!